Show, philhenryshow.com, and mobile on the Phil Henry Show website. So if you want to listen live, you can. Just hit listen live. You don't have to be a subscriber. The show is live and ready to go for you there on your mobile as well as on TuneIn. And for you subscribers, how are you guys doing on Phil TV in HD? Just go to our website and get a subscription to our Backstage Pass. Life is beautiful. And thank you and welcome. I was not on the air last night because I literally, before the show started, about 30 minutes before, I just started to fall apart, man, you know.
Well, it was quite frightening because the word was you had...
Yeah, like your blood sugar.
Right, there was a blood sugar problem that I had, and that had to do with the fact that I hadn't been sleeping for the previous 6 days.
Now, let me ask you a question. Were you, when you say you weren't sleeping... Were you literally 6 days without sleep? Because before you answer, the Twilight Zone episode I'm reminded of...
Oh, I don't want to talk about Twilight Zone.
Well, I do, because the Twilight Zone episode is everything to me.
Wait. What Twilight Zone episode?
You talking about the Twilight Zone episode where the guy fell asleep and a lady killed him on a roller coaster?
What?
Oh, I know that. What's that got to do with your life?
What does it have to do with my life? That was my dream. That was my nightmare. A snail crawling along the edge of a straight razor. Well,
and that's from Apocalypse Now, so now you really lost me.
Well, Phil, what did you or did you not?
Wait a minute. What are you talking about, a snail on a straight razor?
Look, Dickman, it would take me years to explain my life to you. It would already take me a long time to explain. Just what happened? Tell us.
What happened? Okay.
The Twilight Zone episode has significance to me, but I'm not willing to share it with you right now.
Well, I would be very interested to hear what that is.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. You bring it up, you bring up a snail crawling along the edge of a straight razor, you know.
Well, you're the only monkey here that...
You're calling him a monkey for? You see, before we go live on the internet platform, I want to know what the rules of the road here. Are we allowed to look at each other and go, ha-ha, there's a monkey?
Yeah, I'd like to know what are the rules of the road on that.
Are we talking about me not sleeping, the rules of the road on calling each other monkey, the Twilight Zone episode, Apocalypse Now, or what are we talking about?
Can we talk about you sleeping?
Okay, let's start with that, and then we'll get to the Twilight Zone and whether or not we can call each other monkey, which, by the way, you can call each other anything you want to call each other. I just don't think it's very polite. What do you mean by monkey?
I'm telling you that no monkey tells me... Just go ahead, Phil.
All right, so, I had a hard time sleeping, man. So I went to the doctor, and he gave me some vitamins, and he gave me all kinds of... advice and some diet stuff. And then he gave me here's the big one. I love this. He said, take some time off.
What's wrong with that?
Take some time off. When am I going to do that? Where am I going to do that? How am I going to do that? There's no time off around here. There's no time off. There's no vacations here. No vacations here. Not when you're running a business and you're trying to keep things floating and you got three or four other, you know, different jobs.
Well, here we go. Phil, to hear you tell it, one would think that you are working. You're working like some poor cotton picker down in the...
Yeah, you sound like a pea picker.
Yes, exactly, a pea picker.
What is a pea picker?
We're talking about slave labor?
Well, you listen to Phil, he sounds like some poor enslaved man picking his cotton, playing his harmonica.
Yeah, Phil, it's not that bad, is it?
It's not, no, I'm not a slave. But there's just no time off. There's no time off. There's no time to take time off. And some people will say, well, you know, you better take time off because... No. If I take so much as 3 or 4 days off, this whole thing will fall through the floor. That's a guarantee from me to you. I swear to God. The whole business, the whole radio show, the whole web business, everything will go right through the floor because it may be the way that I run things, which is that nobody... I don't think I run this ship like Captain Bligh. I think I'm pretty, you know, open to suggestions, and I let people have their, you know, do their thing. But I got to remind people to do stuff sometimes. You know, I have to go, hey, do you remember that we had to do this? You remember when we had to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Margaret, you're staring at me with your chin on your hand like you're Dr. Joyce Brothers. Go ahead and spit it out.
No, I'm just listening to see how far out into the Bay of Horse...
Horse manure.
Yeah, out into horse manure bay, you want to go wading. And did you bring your water wings? Because I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're wading into horse manure bay. Is it horse manure bay?
Oh, my God, you just went beep, 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 beep.
Phil, you know, you need to take the night off because it sounds to me like your electrolytes aren't balanced and there's no muscle control because, as Margaret just said, you went wee, 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 wee.
Yeah, it's almost like you got an electrolyte or something.
You don't even know what an electrolyte is.
What are you talking about? Sounds like I've got a chemical imbalance.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, because you all went boo, 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 boo. Like, if you don't have control over your mouth or whatever.
Yeah, you've got to have control of the over the musculature of the mouth. Otherwise, well.
Yeah, otherwise. Otherwise what? Nothing.
He was going to make an oral sex.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, I've decided I'm not going to be belting anybody anymore. I'm not going to, no more physical violence here. I'm just going to have you go out and, say, get something from the refrigerator for me. Let's say one of those Frappuccinos or a Coke or something, and then just lock the door and keep you out there.
I don't care. Just being a night off for me.
All right. So I went to the doc, and the doc done did say, you got to take some time. I said, I ain't taking any time off, man. There's no time off. You know, just like, I like Sal in Do the Right Thing when he says, what free? There's no free here. There, that's free for you. There's a pizza. There's a delivery. Go, you know, it's the same thing. There's no time off around here. You're going to work until you drop, until you die. And that's America. That's not just me. That's America. I had a friend of mine visiting from Hungary. This was a friend of mine in Hungary. He came to the United States to visit and work for about, I'd say a year. And one of the things that he said to me was, Jesus, do you people ever relax around here? I said, no, we don't. We got heart attacks going on. We got cancer going on. We're all going to die, man. I said, welcome to America. He says, you guys, I mean, over in Hungary, he says, you know, we kick back. We have a donut. We sit around. We talk. I said, well, there's a lot of businesses over here that do that. I said, but most.
What businesses over here kick back with a donut and relax?
This one.
This one? Yeah, you guys, not me. But there's a lot of them that, I guess there's a few. But the point is, the States, yeah, we tend to. I'm not saying we work harder. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying we are just more manically obsessed and driven and sweating and crazed and just. You know, we can't stand the thought of spending an idle moment, you know, and that was noticed at least by one person from another country. So when the doc said to me, you got to take some time off, Henry, I said, well, you know, good for you. That's great, doc. Why don't you go ahead and write a poem called Phil Needs to Take Time Off, or you can write a book, or you can do a lecture series, or, you know, there's a number of things, but actually me doing that? No.
Well, why can't you take a few days off and go off to some of these places you like?
Yeah, what about you go out in the desert and everything like that?
The desert? Man, I ain't seen the desert in a long time.
What is that? What do you mean, the desert? What's he talking about?
There's a place I like to go out to the desert. I like to go to the desert. I like to hang. Of course, we live at the beach here. I mean,
Well, this isn't relaxing. You've got all these clowns, you know.
What clowns?
You know, the neighborhood clownism. And I'm not making a joke.
You gotta make a joint.
Well, why don't you break out some of that sleep weed you've got, Phil?
Yeah, there's a relaxation. There's your vacation right there. You smoke enough of that funny herb, and you'll be taking a mind vacation in places. Geez.
General, don't sound so old, okay?
What's that mean?
You sound like my dad. Smoke some of that stuff, and you'll be on vacation, all right. All right. Anyway, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Very, very good of you guys to join us. As I mentioned, we are live and mobile on either TuneIn or our website. And with a subscription to our website, you have our video cast, thousands and thousands of hours of archived Phil Hendry radio, many different generations of the Phil Hendry Show, all kinds of amazing, we like to think, amazing radio. A couple of things that may or may not be of interest to you in the news. One of them that we're going to come back on is this Yahoo story about Yahoo opening their big fat bazoo about the British spying on them. Boy, don't you love Yahoo, man?
What'd they do?
Yahoo? Those guys were giving over people's IP addresses to the Chinese. Who are they talking about? Yahoo is, this is absolutely unacceptable.
Well, Yahoo, Phil, this is the internet. This is the large web of the web you know.
Yes, this is what everyone's afraid of. The web, the wide world of the web.
Yes, everyone's afraid of that. Well, a lot of people are afraid of it, but a lot of people use it. So which is it? Are you afraid of it, or are you using it because it's... What exactly is going on with the world? What exactly are we afraid of? How about nothing? I think that we're just... I think we just like listening to ourselves talk. Speaking of that, I'll be back to listen to myself talk some more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, live and mobile on our website, and tune in. Everything sound kind of low level here?
What do you mean?
I can't even hear that, man. Okay, there you go. I got to turn the headphones up. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, live and mobile on both TuneIn and our website.
Well, I think what Nikki was saying, and for those of you that are just joining us, we were discussing, Phil, what am I hearing?
I'm hearing a countdown here. Did you hear that, man? I could hear her counting down on TuneIn.
Is that TuneIn or the website?
Doesn't it sound kind of low level here?
What do you mean?
You better turn that stuff down or you're going to drive people ape.
You're right. You're right. I had our actual live line turned up, and so it was confusing me.
Yeah, probably got to get Mr. Hall call. I ain't going to probably freak him out.
Could you say that again, bud?
Boy, no kidding.
Man, you got to learn how to speak English, man, and don't make no crack about me. Now, I speak better English than you. What I do? Nobody understands it. Mr. Hall, blah, 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 blah.
Seriously, bud, nobody understood a word of that.
You're going to have to, Mr. Hall.
What the hell did you just say?
I said Mr. Hall's going to call in because he's all freaked out about, he'll freak out. There's no question, especially if he's out with a woman, Daphne, and to make a donut run.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Anyway, may I continue?
Go ahead.
I think during the break, a lot of you, unless you were listening on the Listen Live line, and that way you can hear what's happening between the, in the commercial break. Shouldn't they be listening to the commercials?
They're hearing the commercials on radio, but on our Listen Live, no.
Well, isn't that a fine how do you do?
Well, I tell you what, if they want to, if anybody wants to buy some, if anybody wants to sponsor the breaks on our live line on the website...
In any event, I heard her saying to you, you're going to have to take time off, Phil, or you're going to die. You're going to drop face down in a parking garage somewhere, and they won't find you for hours.
No, she did not say that.
Yes, she most certainly did.
No, she didn't. She said that you got to take time off, or you're going to be sick. But she didn't say they'd find me face down.
Well, she said no, but she did say you would something similar to that, that if you'd be in a hot tub one night, and you'd have a massive stroke and drown.
Yeah.
She didn't say anything of the sort. She said, I got it. Didn't you say that, Nikki? You said, take time off, right?
Yes.
You'd say, I'm going to have a massive stroke and drown in a hot tub.
Well, that's what I heard. And you didn't say anything like that, Nikki?
No.
You calling me a liar?
I implied it. How about that?
You did. You implied. No, but are you calling me a liar? Because I want to.
Of course not,
Margaret. I want to set up who the number one female is here.
All right, take it easy, will you?
Well, here he goes again with take it easy. If you say take it easy, why don't you take it easy? Take a vacation.
There you go. That boy, she hit the nail, got you. Woohoo! Oh, hit the nail right on the head. You take it easy, Hendry, or you're going to have a massive coronary and die at the wheel of a private plane. And,
oh, sure.
Yeah. A lot of things like that have happened, Mr. Hendry.
A lot of things like that have happened. Have they happened to guys that don't fly airplanes?
Yeah, especially if you have a throm coronary.
What's a throm coronary?
Isn't that thrombosis?
You do.
No guy that doesn't fly an airplane is going to have a heart attack at the wheel of an airplane. I don't even think they call it a wheel.
Well, at the yoke. You'll die at the yoke of an aircraft, and if you don't know how to fly, there'll be countless people dead in the air and on the ground. Well, you laugh if you want, my friend.
Of course I'm laughing. Die at the yoke of a private plane.
Do you remember you were just talking about the private plane that ran into that commercial jetliner, and it plummeted to the earth in a ball of fire? God.
Yeah, that kind of thing's got to happen.
You guys only wish something like that would happen so you can be proved right.
Namaste, that's cold.
That is a cold shot. We don't want you to die that way.
We know you're going to die, but... I don't want it to be like that.
It ain't going to be like that because I don't know how to fly an airplane, so I will never be at the yoke of a private craft as it crashes into a commercial jetliner, becomes a ball of fire, hits the earth.
Look at him laughing. Countless dead in the air and on the ground.
Yeah, by other people, not me. I think there was one story of a guy had a heart attack. I'm not going to have a heart attack at the air, you know.
But I talk about that one guy you knew.
I knew one guy that had a heart attack at the wheel of his car, yeah. And died.
You get what happened?
He had a heart attack at the...
Well, don't you hear too good? He said he had a heart attack at the wheel of the car.
Yeah, no, but did it crash and explode and everything?
No, it didn't crash and explode. I'll tell you what happened. It was actually rather... Talk about going out with a whimper rather than a bang. He had a heart attack in a parking lot, and the car just rolled ahead and hit a wall. That was it.
Did it explode?
No, it didn't explode, Margaret.
I'm sorry, but you brought it up.
You are the guys that are bringing up the whole exploding aircraft and everything else.
Let me tell you, Phil, if I could, and then I know you. Is that David?
Yeah, David's on the phone.
What does he want?
I told you. He's wondering about, you're talking about thrombosis and everything.
Talking about thrombosis and everything. Hey, David, how you doing?
Well, I'm fine, but you guys are talking heart attack, and you need to get a vacation in, and I know what your doctor said, but I have to agree with you, Phil, and I got to go against what everybody else is saying. We've got an awful lot that's going to be coming up here in the next year, and you can say all you want about the fact that I've got a girlfriend that I am out with just about every other night making a donut run. But let me tell you something, Phil. She's still alive. You can be as healthy an eater as you want. You can eat those veggie burgers till the cows come home, till they're coming out of your ears, until your head turns into a gigantic garden burger. But, my friend, you won't be much good to anybody. Looking good, looking strong, good calves, good thigh muscles, beautiful face, dead. See what I'm saying? Now, I got a Daphne's over here. She asked me if I wouldn't mind.
What happened?
He hung up.
What was the point of that phone call?
He's trying to tell you not to die, even though he doesn't agree with us.
That's what I got out of it.
Okay, so...
Boy, that's a lot of dead air there, Mr. Emmett.
Yeah, that's a lot of dead air, all right. So coming up, we have Chris Norton to talk a little bit about the phenomena of sleeplessness and what it may have to do with Haitian culture and the whole, as we continue this discussion, the whole zombie thing. Was that it?
Well, yeah. When you talk about not having no sleep, that's how to get a zombie.
Well, you guys with this zombie thing are really starting to piss me off. You know that?
Don't look at me. It's the culture at large likes it.
I don't think so. I hope and pray that this is the year we get off that zombie kick. I hope and pray, man.
Well, maybe, I don't know. I don't hear a lot about it.
Well, you know, and this whole thing the other day about the radiation coming in from Fukushima, what's that going to do? You know?
No, Phil, people didn't say that Fukushima would cause zombies. They were talking about the reanimation of a corpse and trying to claw its way halfway up through the earth.
God, that is gruesome. It's just freaking gruesome. All right, so Jeff Dowder is going to come up here in a couple of minutes to talk about that, I guess. I thought we were going to have a segment on sleeplessness or insomnia.
Well, it sort of morphs into the other topic.
Yeah. Miami Heat guard LeBron James has debuted a black protective mask that he has to put on and wear because of... As Margaret would say, because of the injuries to his face in a previous game against Oklahoma City, he got his nose busted. Maybe part of his face got busted. So he's wearing this black face mask. If you guys can see that on Phil TV, it just looks like a rather it's daunting, it's imposing look. It looks like the, you know, a badass looking mask, but really it's just designed to protect the nose, protect the bones of the face. And you see a lot of players in soccer. You see a lot of the guys that play European-style soccer, football, they wear those, and they wear them to protect their noses. Used to wear those plexiglass ones, you know.
I think Kareem had one on, too.
Well, I remember James Worthy back when I first saw them, they were a kind of a clear plastic or a clear, some kind of reinforced material that they'd wear over their face. So there's LeBron James wearing this. It's got everybody on Twitter talking, wow, it looks really creepy. Ooh.
Well, people are going to comment, Phil, because their minds are empty. And,
well, you know, it's fine. LeBron is one of those lightning rod personalities. I wish I followed basketball like I used to, but I just don't, you know. I mean, the only sport that I follow now is football and me making money.
30 seconds.
Yay. Thank you. It's my favorite sport. My favorite sport now, you know, I follow the I follow football, and I follow me making money. All right, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, and online at TuneIn. We're mobile at TuneIn, and we're mobile on the Phil Hendry Show website as well. We'll be right back.
Five,
we got Jeff Dowder and more on zombies, I guess. Famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com live and mobile on TuneIn and philhendryshow.com.
So I want to know, before you get Dowder on here, I want to know about this film, Two Women, because I saw that. It's a breathtaking film, Phil. It's powerful. Sophia Loren has never been more beautiful. She's never been more powerful.
She's doing it again.
Margaret, I just would ask you, can you please.
Don't tell me how to talk. If I feel like giving it a more dramatic read.
Yeah, yours going more beautiful.
I don't sound anywhere near as gloidish, if I may use that word.
Which I would hope you wouldn't.
Yeah, well, guess what? On the 15th, all bets are off. No more FCC, and I can begin to say it like I want to say it. And this one here, with the gloid-like...
The gloid-like?
All right, so if you want to say that and you want to be offensive...
Me offensive... The things that I put up with around here, the way I'm looked at by you men.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Go ahead and laugh. But you were talking about watching Two Women.
Yeah, that's a great movie. I don't want to get too heavy, but God, I mean, look, it's old school. It's black and white. It's 1960. Okay. That having been said, if you want to see the greatest acting that I've ever seen in my life, and in my life... The greatest single performance that I've ever seen anybody anywhere give. You should see that movie, Sophia Loren.
Man, she's hot. Or she was, anyway.
Yeah, she used to be hot, I guess. Is she still hot?
I don't know. I don't know if she's still alive. I'm sorry to say, but what do you mean, is she still hot? Forget about how hot she is.
Well, you can't forget about how hot she is. You must be out of your mind.
Well, let me tell you something. In the movie, she's hot, all right. She's also walking in the sun on dirt roads with baggage on her head and a daughter of 13 that her character is taking with her as they're trying to find their way out of the bomb-racked, well, not bombed so much as the war zone that Rome had become in World War II, and they're getting out of this city. And I think it was still, Rome was an open city, but they were bombing leading up to that. And she gets out of the city with her daughter, and they're trying to make their way to their relatives who live north of the city in relative safety in the mountains. And the things they have to deal with and the stuff they've got to put up with and the heartbreaking things that happen along the way and the deaths of people. And I'm not going to talk about what happens because it's pretty brutal. It's pretty brutal, but... I couldn't take my eyes off this flick today.
Were you watching this on television?
Yeah, it was on TV. And I'm like, God, man, how often do I don't really go on and on about old flicks unless they're like war movies or horror movies, something like that.
This one's a war movie.
Well, yeah, I guess, but it's not a war. It's not a movie. It's about two women. I mean, that's the name of the movie, and that's what it's about.
Well, it's a woman and a girl. That's what I felt it should have been called. I talked to Frank about that because he knew Vittorio De Sica.
Yeah.
And I'd said to Frank, did you talk to Vittorio? Because we knew him and we were on first name. What are you looking at?
I'm not doing nothing.
Well, don't look at me like I'm full of it.
I don't think he was looking at you like you were full of it.
I'm just always doing. I'd scrunch my face up like, are you sure?
Am I sure about what?
That you knew him.
No, I'm not sure. Yes, of course I'm sure.
Hey, but don't start questioning. You got to give people the benefit of the doubt. If somebody claims something, then just pretend like you believe it.
Well, what if they say I've been to the moon and I saw a moon man?
By all means, pretend like you believe that guy because you don't know what he's going to do next. I sure as hell wouldn't get into an argument with somebody like that, would you?
Well, you make a very good point.
That is a good point, yeah. But I said, why don't you call it a woman and a girl? And he gave me the same the bulkhead stare and the curled lip routine that Bud just gave me.
Who did?
Vittorio De Sica. Who do you think I'm talking about?
So wait a minute. You talked to Vittorio De Sica, the great Italian director.
Yes, Phil. I've talked to great directors, yes.
All right. No, I believe you. But you said to him, why didn't you call it a woman and a little girl?
I said, why didn't you call it a woman and a girl? And he gave me the same what? The same 13-year-old bug-eyed stare. So it's amazing that a great director like Vittorio De Sica can turn into like a 13-year-old boy and go, huh, and get all pouty.
Get out of here.
I swear.
Well, I think that sounds dumb as can be.
You know, Bud, you're usually the guy that thinks that, never mind. So I'm thank God that he called it two women and not a woman and a girl. Two women. I mean, why would you say a woman? In that movie, that little girl, that 13-year-old girl, becomes a woman. She becomes a woman in the most tragic possible way. She is forced into adulthood by the horror around her and what happens to her and her mother. And it's the attempt by the mother, played by Sophia Loren, to bring that woman back to childhood, to try to reclaim a little bit of her childhood for her. That's the pivotal moment in the movie.
Man, that sounds like...
That sounds like one of them French movies. You sure it wasn't a French one?
Yeah, that's a good point, Bud. Why is it... What do you say it is? What?
What?
What did you say, General?
Who made the movie?
It was an Italian movie.
Well, Bud said it sounds French.
Well, it ain't French. It's Italian.
Sounds French.
Well, what do you mean it sounds French?
All them French movies like that.
See, you guys think...
Slow down, Phil. Slow down. You're going to have to go back to the doctor, and he's going to have to give you another shot in your rear end or whatever he did.
He didn't give me a shot in the rear end. Are you not saying that because a movie is kind of heavy and all that stuff, it's got to be French? Are you sure you're not thinking just European?
Well, that's a good point. Maybe just European.
Well, what other Europe movies they make?
What other Europe movies do they make?
Have you heard of Ingmar Bergman? Ingmar Bergman. Have you heard of him?
What?
But if you say what...
Hey, watch it now.
Put my hand around his throat.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Hey, Bud, Ingmar Bergman. You ever heard of that guy?
No.
Okay, he doesn't come from France.
Where's he from?
Denmark. Not Denmark.
He's Swedish, for God's sake. Swedish. Sweden. There's Ingmar Bergman, who's Swedish. There was Jean-Paul... Jean Cocteau. Don't say it, Bud.
Well, he's the guy with the name.
Look, Bud, because a guy's got the name Cocteau doesn't mean you got it. Look at him. See?
Bud, why don't you grow up?
Who else?
There is Wolfgang Petersen and Wolfgang Petersen, German. There is, Federico Fellini, the great Fellini from Italy.
Italy's got a lot of them.
Yes, Italy has a lot of them.
Italy's got great filmmakers. France, England, you know.
Well, what do you mean, England?
England.
Who?
Sir David Lean. Sir Carol Reed.
What do you mean, Sir Carol? Is that a guy?
Yes, that's a guy. So,
What about America?
Yeah, what about Sir Steven Spielberg?
Sir Steven Spielberg.
Oh, I mean,
there's all kinds of great filmmakers all over the place.
What about Russia?
I don't know. Russia's got a lot of them. Russia's got some good ones. All right, so Jeff Downer is in the offing to talk with us about my sleep problems and the history of the Haitian voodoo tradition of turning zombies. What has all of this got to do with anything?
He says that there is some connection between sleeplessness or the inability to get sleep and to be turned toward the will of a shaman.
Yes.
Oh, I see. So is that something I'm at risk of?
We'll find out. I don't know.
It could be something you're at risk about.
Yeah, sure.
You don't believe it?
No, I don't believe it. No, I don't.
Well, Phil, didn't you say you met a man who'd, quote, messed around with voodoo?
I met a man who messed... Yeah, I met a guy in Miami. Okay, yeah. I met a cab driver in Miami.
This guy did what?
This guy was a cab driver in Miami. He was getting a ride back from the airport. And you would have to cut through, excuse me, Little Haiti to get to the radio station that I was working at from the airport. And he asked me about, have I ever done voodoo? I said, no, man, I haven't. He said, wow, man, you can get really addicted to that stuff. I guess he'd been to the Witch Queen down there and...
Did he get a spell cast on somebody?
I don't know, man. But generally, people go to the old lady, the old Witch Queen, because they want some kind of sexual power over somebody or romantic power over somebody, something like that. And I think that's what it was. I think this cat, he thinks, in his own head, you know, he was getting empowered by her.
And you're in a cab with this guy.
Yep, he was the cab driver, yeah. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry. What do you want from me, man? You know, I just, I report it, you decide. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, online as well, and mobile. Listen live and mobile on TuneIn or our website. Grab a backstage pass and hit up our souvenir shop for the Je T'aime Lingerie Rudy, beautiful Rudy, T-shirt for ladies.
They didn't want to. It was all they had
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, live and mobile on TuneIn and philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass, too, and watch live-streaming video of the show every night. Have access to our thousands of hours of archived radio shows and much, much more excitement that you've never even dreamed possible at the Phil Henry Show website, the worldwide headquarters. Now, we have on our newsmaker line, Jeff Dowder, joining us. Jeff is going to talk with us briefly here. I think it's interesting, but I don't know that it's factual or fact-based. But we'll find out here. Jeff's going to talk with us about the concept of zombies. I mean, I don't know, you know.
Well, it's about it's not zombies. That's not the topic. The zombie is not the topic. If we get Jeff, am I reading that right, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all I say about is something that I had seen on TV, and that's why I said to Mr. Henry to talk with him about it.
Okay, so what did you see on TV?
Well, White Zombie is a movie starring Bela Lugosi, one of the great classic horror movie actors, since you were talking about old horror movies a moment ago. And for me...
I wasn't talking about old horror movies.
I wasn't talking about old horror movies.
Well, you were. You were talking about...
No, I was not. I was talking about a movie with Sophia Loren, a war movie.
Well, my understanding, you said it was black and white, and you said it was ghoul-like, or...
I didn't say anything about ghouls. To the extent that war is filled with ghouls, sure, but it was a war movie. It's really a drama about... two women surviving war.
All right. Well, let's just start. Let's take another run at this then, and then forget and pretend like I never did it.
You mean forget and pretend what?
I mean, let's just pretend that we forgot. Let's just
do it again, man. Okay.
Sorry. God, man.
Yeah, get all tense, Mr. Henry.
I heard people saying that you have a Trump. If you get a bum. I have a heart attack.
I'm not going to have a heart attack. I'm not going to have thrombosis. I'm not going to have any of that, man, okay? I just want to get the topic moved along here so that we don't have to continually talk about black and white movies all being horror movies. They're not horror movies. So you're talking about the movie White Zombie. If this is the basis for your belief that not getting enough sleep turns you into a zombie, we got some real trouble here.
Well, why do you say that?
That's not scientific. That's not even remotely... a solid source for something like that.
Well, what, no, but I put it together with something that a friend of mine had been studying. No, hold on, Mr. Henry. I'm not saying, oh, wow, I went and saw a zombie movie, and that's the whole reason for why I think that.
Yeah, he's not saying that. I mean, that'd be stupid.
Well, it won't be the first time.
Well, just let them go ahead. I'm interested, Jeff. Go on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. By the way, was that you, Mr. Henry, or was that General Shaw?
It's me, General Shaw. You don't know the difference between us?
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Shaw, or not Mr. Shaw, but General Shaw.
It's General Shaw, yes.
All right.
Just go ahead and tell us about this zombie before I go baboon.
Sorry, sir.
I could say the same thing you said to me the other night.
What are you talking about?
Can I go, Mr. Henry?
Just let him finish, will you, please?
Well, about the baboon showing... I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, the baboon is... I'm not the baboon. Now I'm confused.
Not the baboon. You're right. It's...
Talk about a zombie.
Yeah, zombies are created in Haiti traditionally by just keeping a guy awake for so long that he begins to miss out on REM sleep. And the next thing you know, you have an individual that has very little conscious control over his emotions, his motor drive, his motor sensory drive, and things like that. Now, how do you keep a guy awake for long periods of time without him knowing about it? One of the ways to do it, and this is going to sound sort of silly, but it is a fact, they love their card games in Haiti, and a simple act of an all-night card game, maybe 2-3 nights of a card game, where a guy gets eventually the lack of the REM sleep, gets someone, you know, conked out, which is actually a term, you know, that is used in Haiti in voodoo circles. So when you get an individual that just conks out.
No, wait, you're talking about the term conk out?
Well, yeah, conks out, yeah.
What? I thought that meant just conk, well, not the hair.
It has nothing to do with, oh, wait.
It has nothing to do with the hair.
Sounds like you need more sleep because you was on the.
Yeah, you went on the phone, Phil, instead of Jeff.
Yeah, I was right here for a minute.
All right, I'm sorry. I mean.
All right, I'm sorry. Okay, so I figured it out. You're not talking about conking the hair.
No, I'm not talking about conking hair. In this sense, I'm talking about conking your brain. So it's the same thing you do to your hair, only you're doing it to your brain. So you're cooking it, smoking it. You got smoked brain, man. And the next thing you know, you're cooked and smoked. And
served with a light seasoning.
Yeah, it's real funny, man.
Well, you knock it off, bud.
So you stay awake, and the mind becomes malleable. I don't know if you're familiar with that word, Mr. Henry, about a malleability.
Yes, I am. The mind becomes easily molded.
Yeah, the mind becomes easily molded. And the next thing that happens then is the shaman has total control over an individual who, if he just got himself, you know, just bagged a few more Z's, you know. So I'm not worried about you turning into... Hold on for a minute. Oh, man. Open a window, too. I'm not worried about you.
What are you guys blasting up in there, or...
Mr. Henry, I don't know that I need to answer that, because, you know, it's legally protected here in the state of California. If
that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that is the essence of that. Now, you know, you can go any which way you want to go with that. You can talk. You can talk about zombies doing the will of you know, a zombie priest or a shaman. But all I'm trying to tell you is that it is a real thing, and they can do it, and they have created the Zom. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
So I ask you if you're blasted up, and you guys are telling me, no, you're not, but boy, right there I just heard one, so don't start giving me this song and a dance about how it's not happening, okay?
Well, I'm saying it's legally protected in the United States of, I mean, in the United States of, not the United States of California, but in California.
Talk about the stereotype of everybody out here being a stoner. You guys are really reinforcing that.
What am I doing, man, that's so wrong, other than just trying to tell you what's up with your sleeplessness and what the possibilities are?
Well, I doubt seriously whether I'm in danger of...
Well, I don't think he's saying that. He's simply saying that that's what happens to some people that do not get enough sleep.
That they are turned into zombies.
Well, you know, turned toward the will of a shaman of some kind. I mean, you know, you think about it, and you don't get enough sleep, and you're not bagging enough Z's. I'm going to open a window in here, man.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Oh, wow.
Well, who booked that?
Yeah, who booked that?
You were talking about sleeplessness.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't mind talking about sleeplessness, and I don't even mind talking about sleeplessness as it relates to the phenomenon of zombies. But when a guy starts, you know, hitting on a pipe while he's on the air, You know, it kind of, there's a little bit of credibility that kind of goes out the window there, bud. All right. Thank you so very, very much for that. Six current former San Francisco officers.
Current former.
Current and former San Francisco police officers have been indicted. A federal grand jury has indicted six current and former San Francisco cops, charging three with stealing money, drugs, electronics, and gift cards seized during investigations.
Well, that's business as usual. Every so often they have a story like that.
Every single cop problem that they have, scandal, has to do with that.
Pretty much.
What do you mean?
It has to do with cops stealing stuff that they confiscated during some operation. It's every 20 years. They used to say that every 20 years the New York City police had some scandal, which I don't know if that's true. I mean, the last one they had was, I don't know the last one they had, but now San Francisco's got one. But it always has something to do with, not always, but most of the time it's something to do with these guys holding on to stuff that they confiscated during a bust.
Yeah, except for the L.A. one.
Except for the L.A. Rampart scandal, which was a whole other world of weird and wicked and bad. But these guys, these cops in San Francisco apparently were just holding on to electronic equipment, drugs, money, whatever the hell else you want to hold on to, man. All right, we'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, to talk about some of this other really fascinating stuff, including the more news out of Arizona. Jan Brewer vetoed that bill that would have meant no equal rights for gay people in businesses. And, oh, yeah, it would have stripped the businesses of all their money because nobody wants to go to their store and shop for stuff. Bye.